Hey there, this is Molly with the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast, and you're listening to episode 69. Okay, that is an open door for some lesbian humor. I mean, there's only one episode 69, right? So I'm very tempted, but I'm not going to do that. And instead, I'm going to talk about worry. That's way more fun, right? Let's talk about worry. Let's do it. Okay, so for my whole life, I thought that worry was an emotion. I thought it was a feeling. And I was wrong about that. I recently found out I was totally wrong. So let's recap what an emotion is. An emotion is an energetic vibration that can be felt in the body that starts in the brain with the thought. And I've talked a lot about emotions and processing emotions and feeling your feelings and how important that is and all of that. I've talked a lot about that on the podcast and in my coaching and in my Saturday emails and on the blog. It's one of my favorite topics. So my whole life I thought that worry was an emotion. And when I found out it wasn't, my mind was kind of blown. I was like, oh, that's so interesting. So what is worry then? So worry is actually a cognitive reaction that we have to anxiety. So anxiety is actually the emotion that can trigger worry. And when I mean trigger worry, I mean trigger thoughts in our head that are telling us a story that's not based in reality. It might be telling us a story of past things and how they should have been different, how it could have been different. But usually worry is about future things that haven't happened yet that we are afraid will happen, right? So it's typically forward focused and not past focused. And it's something we do in response to anxiety. So if you are like worried, and you have a lot of worry in your life, it's really good to know that those are the thoughts that you're having in response to anxiety. So you can kind of get curious about that and think, okay, what am I anxious about that's causing me to think these thoughts and that are labeled worry? And if you can figure out sort of what the anxiety is about, it'll be, you're going to understand it better. Because sometimes we get stuck in this worry loop where we go down this rabbit hole and we really ruminate, right? Like when we ruminate on something, we're kind of stuck on something. And it's like this thought that we have or these few thoughts that we have, and we have them over and over and over again throughout the day. But we can kind of have the awareness and stop that cycle for a moment and tap into, okay, here's the thoughts that I'm having, right? Here's the cognitive response that I'm having to anxiety. So where is the anxiety coming from? Maybe you know, maybe you don't know. Maybe it's something that you can sort of tap into once you get quiet. And once you kind of hold some space for yourself, or maybe it's really fucking obvious and you're like, yeah, I'm anxious because blah, 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 whatever it is, right? Maybe it's like, yeah, very obvious what we're anxious, what you're anxious about. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. It can be anxiety can certainly has a spectrum that we can feel. So sometimes it's kind of dull. Sometimes it's a little bit more urgent. Sometimes it's more intense. Sometimes it's a little bit in the background. Sometimes it's right front and center. But if we can kind of put some focus on that anxiety and just hold space for that anxiety and feel that anxiety in the body, like where is it showing up in the body? And concentrate and put your focus and turn your attention to the vibration in your body and understand where that anxiety, where are you feeling that vibration that we're calling anxiety? That can kind of stop the worry loop, can stop the cognitive response when we're kind of focused on the vibration. And that in itself can be a really, really helpful thing. And then, right, it doesn't even matter like where the anxiety is coming from. Maybe it makes sense, maybe it doesn't, maybe you're aware, maybe you aren't, but at the end of the day, like none of that matters for this part of this, right? The most important thing is that you locate that vibration in your body and you sit with it and you just allow it to be there, right? And you don't spin out, you don't respond to it or react with it, you don't make up stories about what's going to happen when really you don't know what's going to happen. We have all of these stories and usually none of them happen. We have all these horrific things that could happen and they never usually happen. But when you focus on the actual vibration of anxiety, we can stop the worry in our brain. We can stop those thoughts because really what those thoughts are going to do is create more anxiety and they're not going to help. They're like, really, there's nothing that can be done, right, about what might happen in the future. Like, sure, there are steps we can take to, there are things that we can do right now that might benefit our future selves. That's for sure possible. Like, you know, I'm going to make sure to pay my insurance, my medical insurance, so that if I get sick and need to go to the hospital, like I'm going to be taken care of, right? Like there's things that we can do, of course, to prepare, right? But there's a lot of things that we do not have any control over, right? We do not have control over our circumstances. We don't have control over what other people are going to do, the opinions that other people have, the choices that other people will make, you know, what the weather is going to do, what the climate is going to do. Like there's so much that we, you know, what our boss might do, what might happen to the company we work for, what our coworker might be saying about us, what our friends might be thinking about us. Like there's so much that we can't control it, and we don't know. And it's like, I mean, if worrying was really useful, if that was a useful thing to do, I'd be like, okay, great. Awesome. Let's all worry a lot more. But worrying doesn't help. Worrying just makes the anxiety stronger. And so it adds that layer of unnecessary suffering. And when we can just tap into the anxiety and just hold space for it and just kind of allow it to be there and just kind of like chill out with it a bit, just like not make it go away and not get spun out on fear of what might happen in the future, it makes it so much easier. And it's like, yeah, it's not really comfortable to experience anxiety. It's not at all. But if we can experience it for what it is and hold space for it, we're much less likely to then have that cognitive reaction of worry, which doesn't do us any good and makes the anxiety stronger. So I used to have a fear. Well, when I was very small, when I was really little, my mom almost died twice. Actually, there are two different occasions where my mom almost died. One of them I remember, one of them I don't. And maybe the second one, she didn't almost die, but it was a really traumatic thing that she went through. And I kind of saw it happen and whatever. Like in my little girl, you know, maybe 4 or 5 year old brain, she was like almost dead. She had a grand mal seizure and I saw her go through that and it was really scary for me. And then the first time I don't have memories of, but I know that it happened and I know that I was really affected by it from the stories that my parents have told me. So I used to, I was very, very attached to my mom when I was little after those things happened, because I always had this worry that she was going to die. I always had this worry that she was going to, you know, be taken away from me or go away from me and I wouldn't have her anymore. And so I was very, very like, I just stuck to her like glue. And this continued like from the, like I was in, I don't know, I was probably like 10 or 11, maybe 10, maybe 9 or 10. I don't know. To me, I have no idea. Like if I see a kid, I'm like, okay, they could be like 6 or they could be 12. I don't know. I'm the worst. But when I was like 9 or 10 and I'd be in school and I'd hear a siren, I just knew that, oh no, no, no. What if it's my mom? What if she's been being taken to the hospital? And I would run into the office of my school and I would ask if I could use the phone and I would call her office. She was an English teacher and she actually worked across the street from my school. And if the phone in her office, if she didn't pick up, I would sneak out of school and go to the campus and look for her. I knew what building she taught her classes in and what room she taught her classes in. And if she wasn't in her classes, I would go to her office. If she wasn't in her office, I would go to the cafeteria at the college she taught. If she wasn't in the cafeteria, I would like go in different buildings looking for her. Like that, it was an issue. It was an issue for a long time. And then as I got older, like even you guys, okay, so I'm talking even in my late 20s. If I called my mom's phone and she didn't pick up, I would worry that something had happened to her. If I called my dad's phone and he didn't pick up, I'm like, oh no, what happened? Oh no, 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 no. And I would start to spin out and I would be like, oh no, they're probably dead. Shit. Who can I call? And I wouldn't be able to rest until I heard from them. And it was like kind of debilitating actually, during that time. And so that was a cognitive reaction that I was having from anxiety, from like, you know, fear of my parents dying. Wild, right? So, and it was an anxiety that I had experienced from the time I was little. So the emotion wasn't worry, right? The emotion was anxiety that was triggering the worry. And I got to the point in my, I don't know, early 30, yeah, no, maybe 34. Like, yeah, I was late to the party with this. But I got to the point where I was like, okay, I think I was even older than that. I think I was like 35 because it's when I quit drinking. And I was like, okay, this is not helping. Okay, so worst case scenario, like my mom doesn't answer her phone and she's dead. Okay, well, what can I do about that? Like, there's nothing I can do about that. Like, of course I don't want that to be the case, but there would be nothing I could do about that. And so literally like worrying does not make that change. It's not going to make it not happen. And so it was a pointless thing for me to do because it would just work me up. And it took up a lot of energy and it was distracting and it didn't feel good. And it was just, I was just done. I was just done with it. I wanted to be done with it. So I stopped. I just stopped. And I didn't know this at the time because I went through this process before I got into coaching and before I was certified as a coach and before I really understood better the connection between thoughts and feelings and thoughts and circumstances and thoughts and all of this. So it was before I kind of understood or had the language around what was happening or what I was able to do, but I stopped worrying and it was like an intuitive process that I was able to feel my anxiety and I was able to understand, okay, this is my anxiety. Here it is. And I understand where it comes from. You know, I understood where it came from. And I did not see a therapist about this, but anytime, I mean, life coaching is great and coaching is awesome. But I mean, if anyone is experiencing ongoing anxiety from, you know, from the time they were a kid, like I definitely recommend seeing a therapist or seeing someone about that. So I'm a big advocate about getting help and seeing a therapist, and also life coaching is amazing. And I do both for sure. And both have their own benefits and really, amazing reasons to do both of them. But anyways, when I put down the worry, right, and just sort of like focused on the anxiety, even though I didn't really know that that's what it was at the time, it really helped me to understand that this was coming from, you know, a traumatic thing that happened when I was quite small, you know, and understanding that helped. And I could look at just the feeling of fear that I had, right? Instead of going into that cognitive reaction. And let me tell you, like, what a freeing thing to be able to do that. I mean, that took me a long time. And I can say I no longer worry about my parents. If my mom doesn't answer the phone, okay, I'll try her again later. She can call me when she sees that she missed my call. Same thing with my dad. I don't worry anymore. And I will say I don't have anxiety either over that. But this is after many years of work on myself. So here's, I think, you know, the takeaway from this is, there's a couple takeaways. One, know that worry is not an emotion. And anytime you find yourself worrying, you are having a reaction to anxiety. So getting curious about that anxiety and kind of focusing inward on the vibration of where that anxiety is showing up in your body can help stop the loop of worry. And then with anxiety in general, I mean, some of us have anxiety all the time. Some of us have more of it. Some of us have less of it. We all experience anxiety at some point or another. And some of us have it more often. And, you know, there's a mental health professional will be able to better assess kind of your level of anxiety and what might be beneficial for you. But know that every human to a certain extent experiences anxiety. And if it's not something that's debilitating and affecting your day-to-day life, then one of the really useful ways to have one of the useful things to do is to have a relationship with that anxiety in which you are accepting of it and loving of it and caring for it and open to it and holding space for it and noticing it without thinking it shouldn't be there, without thinking that you need to make it go away, without thinking that the anxiety itself is going to harm you in some way, and just sort of being there with it. One of my coaches, the way that she put it is that when she's experiencing anxiety, and she does a lot, she imagines like it's just something that she puts in her purse, like her keys or her lip balm or her wallet. Like it's there. It's kind of in the background. She knows it's there. It's okay that it's there. And she's just going to kind of carry it around with her. Right? And that's the way that she described it. And I really liked it because it was a very, you know, it was a caring thing. It was a caring way to look at it. So if you are experiencing worry, just know it's coming from anxiety. It's not an emotion. And get curious about your anxiety, feel your anxiety, and sort of be there with it and hold space for it. And by doing that, it'll start to loosen its grip a little bit. And the more you do that, the more you'll kind of experience that. So anyways, that's what I have for you today. No lesbian humor, just some thoughts on worry and anxiety that I wanted to share with you all today. Okay, I hope you have an amazing week and that you're eating lots and lots and lots of plants. Please, plants are so good. They're so good for us and they're so delicious. I've been really digging sweet potatoes. Just a baked sweet potato. A baked sweet potato, I'll bake like a few of them. And then I will put on top some hummus and some sauteed veggies and like some beans. That has been a meal that I've been really enjoying lately and is really quick and easy and so satisfying. The weather is a little bit cooler here in Hawaii right now, so that's a really comforting, hearty meal that's super satisfying. So that's what I've been enjoying. And of course, overnight oats, like I talked about on last week's podcast as well. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful week. Eat those plants, keep being awesome, and I will talk to you next time. Hey, Thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.